This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch. Find out more at Zyn.com. Sharp Money here, DraftKings, VSiN, the sports betting network. It's a Wednesday, hour two, the return of Mike Palm. Circa the D, Golden Gate Casino's VP of Ops. Of course, VSiN host. You can catch him hosting the Lombardi Line Fridays, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Live bet Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And he joins us. Mike, good to see you. What's up?
Hello, Patrick. Hello, Dustin. Nice to see you fellas again. You tell me what's up.
Well, first off, I don't know if you happened to be floating around Stadium Swim last Saturday, but the big guy got himself a cabana and threw a party and had a hell of a time. Did you happen to stop by?
I did not. Was this the end of the challenge? Is that what?
I saw a picture
with you and JVT. I thought this was the final weigh-in.
This is the middle of the trying to sabotage each other in the middle of the weigh-in contest.
So you got a Belmont cabana.
What's that? The Belmont did happen. I don't remember much.
The reaction we're getting from Dustin was the I tried to get anecdotes, and all he told me was, "We had a nice time." I mean, yeah, you're on the air. Let's entertain a little bit. There's the picture. The blue skies above the theater there at Stadium Swim. It doesn't get much better than that, Mike Palm.
No, it certainly does. And one of your questions coming up in the debate segment was a terrific question about Stadium Swim. I was stumped by it. I spent several hours on the court. It's a very nice setting.
Sure you did.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I had a great time. I had a great look.
There you go.
I had a great time. I consumed many beverages. Mm-hmm. I thought the service was impeccable. That's one thing I have to say. Both the waitress and is it called the Cabana Boy? What's the boy's name?
It's something assistant.
It's a Cabana Boy. The Cabana Boy was on top of his game. Every time we walked out of that cabana, we came back in, everything in the room was organized and folded.
What do you think about that outfit from the big guy? He's got the Dikembe Mutombo Nuggets jersey with the lime green bathing suit, Palm.
Well, the jersey is A+. I score that with the
tremendous
rainbow. And yeah, I mean, on the mountains, I never even thought about that. So A++ for him.
Now, you may have exhausted yourself talking about your experience at the Cubs game, but we have yet to hear about it. So if you wouldn't mind, we'd love to hear about how it went over there with Circa and the Cubs game.
We did. We had a nice trip to Chicago. We got there Thursday afternoon, and we actually got a tour of the United Center. Now, I have never been to a sporting event at the United Center, Patrick. I did attend a Britney Spears concert there, I believe in 2001 was the year, which was really...
Oh, wow.
If you were going to attend one, that would have been the time frame.
That's the prime.
That would have been the time frame.
Back when she still had control of her trust.
Yeah. I don't know how many times she'd been emancipated at that point. But so we got a nice tour. We got to see the Bulls offices, the Blackhawks offices. And then we had dinner with some of the Blackhawks executives as well. They took us to a nice dinner on Thursday evening and talked about dynamic pricing, some things from behind the curtain on business and how you take a franchise with the second lowest points and have the fourth highest revenue. So that was very interesting. And then, of course, Friday was the Cubs game, and we pre-gamed at Murphy's Bleachers. We had the private room upstairs, and we had the run of the land. We had access to both 670, the score, their booth, and then the marquee booth during the game. But we were supposed to do the fourth inning, Derek and I, and Mitch Rosen from 670 took us up there like at the end of the first. And we had actually run into Ron Coomer, who I hadn't met before, the color commentator for radio for the Cubs, who had played for the Cubs shortly, but had a 14-year career, in the Mets. I mean, he's almost a .280 lifetime hitter, and was a really nice guy. Anyhow, we went up there with Pat Hughes and Ron, and like chit-chatted with them during the second inning, and then Pat said, let's just do the third inning. And so, we got to be there and call the third inning. It was really tremendous. I had a lot of emotions, of course, been there many times with my dad, and to think hopefully he was looking down and to be able to see that. The Reds booth was right next to us. Jeff Brantley was on the call there. So it was terrific. And then they sent us clips. You know, Pat and Ron were talking about Derek and I well after we were out of there in the fourth inning, the sixth inning, the eighth inning and all that. And then Tuesday of the next week, I'm sitting at home and there's a picture from the two of them, Pat and Ron, in the booth when they're about to start the White Sox game on Tuesday. They said, "Where are you guys? We need you." You know, so it was really nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's tremendous. What did they say? Just that they had a nice time with you guys in the
real,
booth?
Real good Midwest guys. They're great to be our sponsor. Big diehard baseball fans, and it was such a pleasure, you know, to meet us and the people that had a real knowledge of the game and appreciated the opportunity that we got.
Well, and they needed you to come back and entertain because they were stuck watching the White Sox play baseball.
Oh, God, are they awful. Every night a two-run lead they blow. I just wait till they're up two and bet against them.
I just know every night their announcer's on the air going, "Tomorrow's going to be the day, guys.
Oh,
tomorrow we're going to win."
Shriffin is an embarrassment.
The inning itself, give me a time frame. How many batters you get in? How long did it last? Give us something.
Well, unfortunately, there was a double play that shortened our time there in the booth. But it was probably, I would say, combined just a little bit less than 20 minutes from the first pitch in the top of the third to the final pitch in the bottom. It was a good game that went back and forth. Eventually, Smiley came in and gave up a home run, and the Reds won the game. There was drama in the ninth. They got the runner thrown out at the plate. I don't know why he ever sent him. But it was a tremendous game. And those 1:20 Central Time starts at Wrigley on Fridays, I mean, what a party atmosphere that is. That's just a heck of a good time. And they've done such a nice job, the Ricketts, buying up all that property around Wrigley. You wouldn't recognize it if you went there 10 years ago. You wouldn't recognize Wrigley, and you wouldn't recognize the neighborhood.
That's the thing about Wrigley and Fenway. It's just done. Forget the actual parks. Just the experience, all-encompassing, of what it means to go to a game. That's what feels right about it, right? Just like, it's not in a parking lot like Philadelphia where you have to drive to it. There's nothing around. Like, the idea of ingratiating and kind of combining the city with the baseball, that's, to me, is the perfect feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a residential neighborhood, right? There's houses right there. You're parking in people's yards. You got a bar. They built this beautiful hotel right across the street. I mean, my room looked out. I could throw a stone and hit the Wrigley Field sign. This tremendous hotel, Zachary, there that they built across from the ballpark. If you have a chance to go there, I know. I think Mitch Moss and some friends are going in July to see the Brewers play at Wrigley. I said, if you can book a room there. I know it might be a little pricey, depending on the event. We stayed there the first time when Iowa played Northwestern at Wrigley, but it's well worth it, and the experience is tremendous.
You been to Wrigley?
No, I was going to say, it's one of the few old ones left. Obviously, Wrigley, Fenway, Dodger, those are the old ones. I've been to Dodger. I haven't been to the other two. When you talk about all the other stadiums, Mike, that you've been to, some of the new age ones, Wrigley's still up there for you in the top three for you, three or four
he
stadiums?
He loves Petco. Petco's right up there.
Wrigley's third or fourth. Petco's number one, Patrick. I'll tell you a ballpark. Maybe it's not underrated, but you wouldn't think of it. Pittsburgh, PNC.
No, that's the
yeah,
Petco.
People say that.
Those are the top two that I hear over and over. That
PNC
I have to
is unreal. And then I like the one in Seattle as well. It used to be Safeco. Who knows what the sponsor is now? I had a great time a couple times going to Seattle as well. And Wrigley's different, right? It's an old, but that vibe. Like, the afternoon games at Wrigley compares to, like, the gas lamp district in San Diego. Yeah. It's that vibe.
Yep. what Patrick said before, they're both built into a city scam. Baltimore built into a city. I can't stand the idea of, like, Philadelphia, where they've got these arenas and stadiums in a parking lot to just tailgate.
Across from the river and the interstates. And
it's
all
the opposite of what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to have a community here around the teams, and, like, we lose all of that because it's more efficient and convenient to go build a parking lot with arenas.
My sister lived in Wrigleyville for a while, and she had a condo there. So the experience of walking from her condo to the park, starting with the pre-games, going to, and then walking back and walking into, like, a bar that was obviously from the 20s and with a fireplace. Yep. Like, you know, it was just, I don't know. That experience is just the best. That's when baseball, it, you guys can argue it, and I know, Mike, you like hockey in person, but just the experience of going to a baseball game, it's really nothing
well,
better
it's a,
than it.
The difference is a baseball game can be a full day, right? Because you pregame, you can get there for batting practice, autographs are accessible, you can get down to the field, especially if young kids, they want to try and meet their favorite player, yell for an autograph or whatever, then you watch the game, then you go hit the bars after. It is a full day, a baseball game versus the others where I think it's you show up and you go.
It's the best. My experience, the player that threw me a ball, Dave Stewart. Upper deck, Tiger Stadium, old Tiger Stadium, screaming at Dave Stewart. The guy terrified me. He was scary. He pointed at my dad, launched a ball up to us perfectly. My dad caught it, handed it to me. It's not bad, boys. Bash brothers were down there, too.
Shattered. Did he throw it into the upper deck?
Yeah. Literally, I think they do it for fun.
Yeah, to see
if they can do it.
Yeah.
So he heard me yelling, pointed to my dad because I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was down there. You got the steroid brothers down there, too, with your boy Canseco and McGuire.
I had two.
How about seeing Jim Rice hit a bomb in Tiger Stadium for the Red Sox there, Palm? That's not bad. Jim Rice.
Kirk Gibson with that homer in game one of the 88 World Series stole the win from Dave Stewart.
This is what he was doing. He was doing this right around the...
Starting a boat engine.
Never to be seen again that year.
Kirk getting... Yeah, exactly. And Lasorda coming out. Gibson, by the way...
Joey Amalfitano.
That's right. That Gibson was a better football player at Michigan State than he was a baseball player. Kirk Gibson, one of the greats. All right. You wait for it all week. Palm's got a big lead. Let's see if the big guy can step it up. Palm versus the big guy next.
Is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, become the VSIN Pro Spring Special. $199, 13 months. You get a month for free, and you save $41. VSIN.com/subscribe. You have to use the promo code SHARP to unlock the deal. Get everything we offer. VSIN.com/subscribe. All right, no time to waste. Palm versus the big guy. We are sitting right now. Mike Palm's up 7-4 and two pushes over the big guy. And we're going to get started. You know how it works? 30-second shot clock. The coin toss went to Palm before the program. But we're going to start with a little hockey, boys. Mm. So let's do this. Better bet right now, what would you make? The Panthers sweep it 4-0 at 3-1 or Panthers in 7 plus 550, Palm?
Patrick, you know my futures were on the Panthers. And I said Panthers in 5 before the series started. I'm worried about Barkov here. And that hit by Draisaitl, he's day-to-day right now. If there's no Barkov, they're not winning both games in Edmonton, I don't think. You know, Gretzky called him the best defensive hockey player since Brian Trotsche, which is very, very high praise indeed. I will say 550 on it goes 7 is a better bet than the sweep.
I will take the Panthers in a sweep because I've said sweep all along. The Florida Panthers have more depth. They have the edge in goal, which is obvious with Bob, who has just been so much better than Skinner. But I'd say from the other perspective, the Oilers can't win if their stars aren't getting it done. Now with the pressure on, you're asking a few guys to do even more to put you over the top. I don't think they have enough depth to overcome that.
Big guy, you're up. Another cabana party at Stadium Swim. You can invite one athlete to the party.
So obviously, I need to use this to my advantage. The athlete I'm going to go with is retired, a former Olympian, the 1996 specific Atlanta. She won gold. I was 11 years old, and no athlete in the history of sports has ever made me feel this way on the inside of my body. She was an elite performer, elite physique, and just elite overall. I am talking about the great gymnast, Dominique Mosciano. So if I have a chance to have the cabana again, I can invite one athlete there. I am going to shoot my shot with my childhood crush, Dominique Mosciano.
A very interesting and predictable answer from our friend. You know, I thought about that angle, too. And I said, maybe Amanda Kutzer, the little assassin from South. But anyhow, I went, let's talk about the setting. You're not asking us if we're going to have dinner with them. You're not asking us if we're going to go to church with them. You're asking us a day at Stadium Swim, which is a very loud and raucous environment, as Dustin well knows. So what are the criteria? You need to have somebody that can yell shots loud enough to be heard and then be able to take them. I'm going with Johnny Football.
Manziel is a tremendous answer. Next up, Mike Palm. You just talked about baseball. How many games should a Major League Baseball season be?
Well, you could make the argument the season's too long, but I don't think it's too long because I enjoy baseball every single day of the spring and summer. And here's the important thing. It's got to be 162 because of the records. Baseball is a sport built on history and records. What it caused to go to 154 to 162 and asterisks here and there, stay with 162. Keep it simple.
The records do not matter if people no longer care about the sport. It ceases to exist and have a place in the American psyche. I think the number here we can compare to what the NBA and the NHL do. They do 82, I think, because baseball is series. You play multiple games. We'll go with an even 100. End of March, early to early August for the regular season. Playoffs go from then on through Labor Day. And that way, you don't interfere with football at all, and baseball owns the summer properly.
I hope Thomas Gable is keeping score. You can text me, TG, with your score. Dustin Sweetelson. Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
So here's the thing about these two players is the goal here for me, if I'm running a team and I can choose between them, I want to make the postseason. And I strongly believe that Lamar Jackson could be placed on every single team in the NFL and carry them with the way he plays football into the playoffs. Josh Allen, not so much. Josh Allen needs some help on offense. He needs to be schemed up. He needs number one receivers. Whereas Lamar Jackson, because of the running ability, shows up and raises the floor of any franchise. I need to keep my job by making the playoffs. I want Lamar Jackson.
Patrick, there's very little that separates these two. Both have a string of disappointments in the playoffs. Both are offensive coordinator obliterators. Greg Roman in Baltimore, Ken Dorsey in Buffalo. When it comes down to it, I base it on this alone. After getting COVID for the second time, your boy, Jackson Lamar, said, I'm going to have to read up about this, find out what's going on, talk to some doctors. I'll take Josh Allen.
It's unbelievable. Palm, I gave you a $1,000 free roll. You taking the Yankees at 5-1 or the Phillies at 6-1 World Series?
This is an easy decision, and we're going to take the Yankees at 5-1. And let's look at the competitive landscape to get to the World Series where we can monetize this. Look at this American League. Are we scared of the Guardians in the Central? Are we worried about the Punch and Judy Mariners out of the West? The biggest competition is within your division, and you'll avoid them early. So I think they have a better chance. The Phillies still have to deal with the Braves. I know Acuna's out, but their pitching is deep. And, of course, the Dodgers, who are supposed to win 150 games. Look at the Yankees, 2.85 starting ERA, and Cole hasn't even thrown a pitch yet. How about these kids? Luis Gil should be your American League Rookie of the Year. This kid, Poteet, three great starts already. And let's look at the top four in their lineups. They ought to be minus $2 on the year fee every night.
The Philadelphia Phillies are better than the New York Yankees, and there is no doubt in my mind. Look, Gerrit Cole, he hasn't pitched yet. There's an unknown of what you're getting from him, and there's a chance he may not finish the year. You have Luis Gil on the bump. He's a young pitcher. He's never thrown a lot of innings. He will fade down the stretch or have to be moved to the bullpen where he's limited. I think you look at the lineup for the Yankees, it is not nearly as deep with guys who can beat you like the Phillies have. They're very top heavy. It's Soto, Judge, Verdugo, and Volpe. That is it. No one else. DJ LeMahieu is not scaring anyone right now at the plate. When you look at the Phillies, 1-2-3, best in baseball at the moment. Wheeler, Nola, Suarez. You'll have Sanchez or Turnbull possibly coming out of that bullpen for them. And by the way, Rob Thompson is the X factor. Since he took over for the Phillies, they're 201 and 138. That's a 59.3%.
I like this question. Dustin, give me a decade you wish you lived through.
Look, there's a very specific decade in history that I think the world is split on. And we kind of need to know. Now, a lot of people, not me particularly, believe something happened during that time. Mike likes this joke that I make that the New Testament is my least favorite sequel of all time. So I'd like to go back to BC times, whatever decade Jesus was doing his thing in, and find out if my ancestors got it right and wrong and how they decided to live their lives going forward. So I think that that time impacted the rest of the world from then on. I'd like to find out what the right side of history is.
You want to live in the 30s AD.
That's it.
Jesus is late. Or maybe the 20s. I can't go that far back with no technology, no electricity, no anything, Patrick. No phones, no toilet paper. Anyhow, let's talk about the 1950s. I think the 1950s are very interesting. Coming out of the Second World War in a great age of prosperity for the United States, roles, you might say, for better or for worse, were a little bit more clearly defined then. But it was also...
my God.
An age of great innovation and technology. I'll take the 1950s over the 20s AD.
I didn't know I was debating Harrison Butker today.
20s AD. Fire the guy. String him up. He said mothers might love their kids. String him up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Okay.
Man. I'm going to call it.
No. Call it. Oh, come on.
Okay. Palm, quick. You're forced to write a book. What's the book about?
My life. My life is just so ridiculous, from being in the seminary to being a school teacher to working in this company to working in the sports betting industry to working at VSiN and DraftKings. I mean, if you wrote the book, people would think it was fiction. It's that unbelievable. I would write a book about my life.
If you're writing a book, you have to be an expert on a topic. When I look at everything I've done in my life at 39 years old, I'm only an expert at one thing, because there's one thing I've consistently been able to do, and that is to be accidentally abstinent.
We knew it was coming, and it still worked.
Well, no, I'm not. That's the point.
Barkov, Mike Palm gets the Panthers question. Stadium swim, that was a push with Manziel and Dominique whomever. Major League Baseball length, that was a push. Dustin got the Lamar Jackson with raising the floor. Yanks Philly, surprisingly, you host a baseball podcast, but I gave that one to Palm. Mm. And I'll just tell you, Dustin, I gave you for the abstinence, I gave you that one. But the winner, because two reasons. One, the 50s thing, that got me. Okay, that made me laugh. But secondly, your answer would have been better with the simple Google search of the decade you were talking about. Your competitor answered the decade. Palm gets decade. He wins 3-2.
Thank you, Patrick. Save that Olympic question for next week. I think that's a very good question and timely.
I will.
Yeah.
Your excitement level for the Olympics this summer is fill in the blank. We'll do that next week. Mike Palm, the winner, 8-4-1. Dustin, your thoughts? Let's see if Thomas Gable agrees with me. I'm sure I'll be receiving a text. Palm, great job. Good to see you. Picked up a dub. 1950s.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, NBA Finals, DraftKings official betting partners. New customers bet $5 to get $150 instantly paid for in bonus bets. But you have to use the promo code VSiN, V-S-I-N. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Sharp Money presented by Zen, DraftKings, VSiN, the sports betting network. We're going to welcome in our buddy. That's Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. We're going to welcome in our buddy John Mettler. Does a great job. Covers.com NBA analyst at John Mettler on Twitter. I would imagine since Sunday, these have been some lonely days at the Mettler household, waiting 72 hours for game 3 to get here. Progressive guest line brings you Mr. Mettler. Too long of a wait, but we're excited about game 3. Let's start here before we get to the props, John, and talk about Porzingis. If he doesn't go, this is going to be fascinating, right?
Yeah, it creates a very interesting dynamic, just because, you know, you've seen like the Celtics, they're leaving Derek White and Drew Holiday kind of in that dunker spot, just because Porzingis can pull Lively and Gafford away from the rim. It pulls away the rim protection. Then you throw Holiday and White in that dunker spot, and now every dump off pass is like much easily converted because Gafford and Lively are away from the rim. I'm curious to see. If Porzingis doesn't go, like, you can't put a smaller guy on Porzingis, because if you make that switch and to leave Gafford Lively near the rim, Porzingis is going to go in the post against that smaller guy. But if the switch is Al Horford doesn't have much of a back to the basket game. He's just a 3-point shooter at this point in his career. So the Mavs could also make some switches too and kind of shore up their rim protection if Porzingis is out. It's a it creates a very interesting like chess match where if he can't go.
Yeah, I'll be fat. Dustin, nothing. We just did a half hour, so we haven't got an update. You haven't seen anything come through there, Dustin.
No, I'm
you?
Not seeing an official word yet where we know what his deal is.
Okay. We will keep you updated over the next hour and a half here. Big time ramifications as the number has jumped up to 213.5 on the total for game 3 NBA Finals. Let's jump into the props, and we'll start with Jaylen Brown. John, you've got Brown over 3.5 assists at plus money.
Yeah, I bet him over 2.5 assists in game 2. He had 4 in the first quarter. It goes to 3.5. The 2.5 was -130. I grabbed at +125. So there is an adjustment. I'm just curious. I feel like it's one of those props, and like you guys know this too, where based on what's happening in a game, it takes time to adjust a number, right? You just can't jump a guy from like 2.5 up to like 4.5 or like something like that. You kind of have to put together multiple games. And with the matchup in this series, I feel like there needs to be a much more aggressive move on this total for Jaylen Brown, because I mean, call it like it is. They're just matchup hunting Luka Doncic. He's weaving his way through the lane. It's not just Jaylen Brown. It's Jason Tatum too. They're both getting into the lane at will. And it's just creating so many potential assists. You know, game 1, he only had 2 assists, but he had 8 potential assists. That's a big number for Jaylen Brown. Next game, he had 7 assists, 12 potential assists. Again, a very big number for Jaylen Brown. I like this prop. I feel like I just don't think there's much the Mavericks can do to change. The point of attack defense is just weak. It is what it is. And like, to me, the other thing too that really popped with this is you only need about 37, 38 minutes kind of like find a small edge on this. But because that's kind of where the Celtics players are priced, because they've been a part of so many blowouts. This is a chance to go up 3-0 NBA Finals. You might be without Porzingis. Who's to say it's even more Luke Kornet minutes or more Al Horford minutes? This could just be Jaylen Brown 42, 43 minutes. And that's almost like tacking on like an overtime to this prop. So I think there's just a lot of paths here. 3.5 plus money, I'm playing the over.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm going to bet it right now. Okay, let's go Daniel Gafford. You just need one assist.
Yeah, one of those. It could happen quick. It could take all game. It would be one of those, like, we just need one. You're going to be dying for one assist the whole time. Daniel Gafford, this last game, he was a half -145-ish. And I kind of looked at it and I was like, you know, from a math perspective, it does make sense. There is something there. I just didn't see anything from like a basketball side of things where I want to like jump at it. He goes under, he doesn't get the assist. It comes back -120, kind of grabs your attention. The thing that really popped for me in game 2 was, like I was saying, they're not leaving Porzingis or Horford on the bigs on defense. It's Jason Tatum. So the Mavs made a counter that, you know, to start the third quarter, game 2, they start dumping the ball into Gafford in the post. And Gafford was successful. He had a couple baskets at the rim. Though that's just a scenario where you're going to leave Jason Tatum on Gafford. We're going to start dumping the ball inside. I think that really helps Gafford's minutes too, because I don't think Lively's that guy yet. I don't think he has like the back to the basket. I think he's just lob threat energy as a rookie. So I think that also helps Gafford's minutes. And if he's getting the ball into the post, it just creates a scenario where you can't leave Jason Tatum one-on-one. It's just, you're going to have to send doubles. You put that on film. They must know that's going to come this game as well. So it could open the door to a couple potential assists. I mean, once again, we're not asking for a lot here. It's half -120. So even just a couple potential assists is really good for this bet.
John Mettler, covers.com, does a great job with the NBA. At John Mettler on Twitter, PJ Washington, we're going back to assists. We're going over 1.5 assists, even money on PJ Washington.
Yeah, as you say, Russ, I have 3 overs on 3 assist props. So I'm going PJ Washington over 1.5 assists. I did bet this last game. He didn't get there. He only had 1 assist. I'm coming right back to it. I felt like last game there was opportunity for them to put him on the ball more. And you did see it. It just didn't equate to many assists. But like you know, Jason Kidd said he wants PJ Washington to play more of like a Magic Johnson role, which automatically tells you he's going to be handling the ball more. And then Josh Hart, even like in the post game, he was talking about like what adjustment he would make. And he said the same thing. I'd put PJ Washington on the ball more. So when you're talking about like, I think 1.5 even money for PJ Washington, to me, that's like, that's a fair price when he's the guy who's staying in the corner taking 10 plus threes. But that's not his role in this series. He's coming up and setting screens. You know, he's playing above the break because that's what they're leaving open, which also creates a swing pass to the corner for him. He had so many drives. Like when you watch the game, he got so many buckets on drives for floaters. What's to say that's not a pass, right? It just so happens he took the shots. He scored buckets, especially if Porzingis is out. If Porzingis is out, you know, that dump off pass to Gaffer Lively looks even better there. So I'm, you know, he didn't get their last game, but I just think his role, this is what they need from him. They got to push Doncic and Irving off the ball. They're working way too hard. They need someone else to step up as a ball handler. So I just feel like 1.5 even money, I'm going after PJ Washington again.
Yeah, while you were talking about that, I was just thinking in my head of games 1 and 2. Like, he's constantly, because of their defense, he's been getting into the lane so much more. The previous 3 series, he literally was just glued to the corner. And now he's driving, so you have to think one of those drives, and if he gets 2 drive and dish, there you go. You got your 2 assists, so I like the logic there. Here's what I want to ask you. So John Mettler, of course, Windsor, but he's got season tickets to the Tigers, and we're both Tigers fans. Me and Dustin were talking about Tarek Skubal. And by the way, boys, did you see, I don't know if these guns are real, but he hit 102 in his last outing. The lefty, it can't be 102, I understand. But, I mean, he's still throwing gas. But here's my question for somebody that goes to these games. We got to trade him, right? Like, we're never going to have more leverage. You could never sell him higher than right now.
Yeah, I have such mixed opinions on this because the sports radio down here has gone, like, AWOL, where they're talking about trading everyone. And it's like, hey, let's trade Jack Flaherty for Corbin Carroll, and they just named 10 prospects. That's not realistic. It's always funny when that happens. Skubal, I have a hard time with this. I feel like you got to keep him just because I feel like it's so hard. You know, you don't want to keep doing that thing where you're just like constantly rebuilding. Like at some point you kind of have to push in and like start to win. And I, like, you look at the Pistons, right? It's like Cade Cunningham's rookie contract is going to be expired and you're still the worst team in the league. At what point do you not start winning? It's like, you're going to have the first overall pick again. You're going to trade Cade Cunningham and you're going to start all over again. I think at some point you got to break that culture. And if you're like close, if you can make some form of like meaningful September baseball, I think you kind of got to go for it and pay him and keep him. That's, I mean, I have season tickets. I don't want to get traded, but call it like it is.
Okay, fine. I'm in. Dustin, I'm out on your trade, Scoob. I'm in. Mettler's right. We need vibes. You got to have a stud. Skubal's been, it's funny because Skubal's been what we were thinking Casey Mize was going to be. Like, right. Skubal, this wasn't supposed to happen. Speaking of the Pistons, they've got the 5th overall pick, which is a disaster, but they switched it up. Langdon in, they finally got rid of your boy, the general manager. Is there any reason for hopefulness with the Pistons?
I'll drop you a little draft nugget here. I'm pretty sure I saw for the 5th overall pick there, they might trade it. But Matisse Bouzoulas, I don't know if I said his name right. His agent is the son of one of the front office people they just hired. So
really,
I could little. I was going through some draft stuff. I've been looking at the draft odds here because they put up like 1 through 10. I saw that somewhere where he is the favorite to go there. So it kind of makes sense. It feels like maybe that is why. And they, you know, they also need a 4. They could use a 4 like wing, but there's some connection there. I have to look up close. I don't know the exact relationship, but someone they just brought into their front office, his son is his agent. So yeah,
that's the nugget I'm looking for. Mettler, good job. Jaylen Brown, 3.5 go over. Gafford just needs 1 go over the half. And then PJ Washington, 1.5 assists. Love it. Enjoy the basketball. We'll talk to you next week. Covers.com, John Mettler on Twitter. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Good luck with your bets. Enjoy the game, everyone.
Good luck to you as well. Maybe you and I can come back and debate that Skubal conversation. I do have some baseball. We've got day baseball going on as well, big guy. We still have Greg Wyshynski talking puck. And, of course, we've got our buddy Matt Moore talking hoops. We're back. Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
This segment of Sharp Money is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. There's only one number one draft pick. There's only one champion at the end of the season. And there's only one nicotine pouch brand in America that outsells the rest, and that's Zyn. So what makes Zyn number one? Here are the stats. Zyn is a smoke-free, spit-free, hassle-free nicotine pouch that can be enjoyed anywhere, anytime. It's available in 10 varieties and 2 strengths, and is made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, it delivers up to 1 hour of nicotine satisfaction per pouch. Whether you're managing your fantasy lineup on the go, watching the game from the stands, or cheering on your favorite team from the couch, you can get the nicotine satisfaction you want with Zyn. Not sure if Zyn is for you? Give it a try with our 10-day trial. Find your Zyn at Zyn.com/Zyn10. That's Zyn, Zyn.com/Zyn10. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Sharp Money is presented by Zyn as we welcome you back June 12th. A Wednesday. It's a great day because we've got basketball coming up tonight. Got the puck tomorrow. 2 game threes. Of course, 2-0 series leads in both respective NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final. Drop the S for savings. Big guy. We're going to get back to those. Greg Wyshynski and Matt Moore going to be joining. But I want to talk about something that happened during the break. Oh, and look, you know, there's a lot of shtick on this show, and I take bullets nonstop. I'll be the bad guy. Let's just have a good show. Let's entertain. Let's make sure that our bosses get their money worth, and let's make sure that the audience feels like they, you know what, had a fun 3 hours. We provided some edification and some entertainment. That's all. That's the goal. That's the mission every day. Try to attack it. During the break, I literally just say, hey, what's going on, big guy? He attacked me out of nowhere. And that's on the heels of the attack from yesterday. Because remember when he had that S-eating grin on his face? The picture, all I can say is the picture that Dustin took at Legacy Club, it looked like he saved some money on some insurance. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a grin that is just, I mean, it's, but the first thing that happened when this picture, and you can see it right there on YouTube TV, VSiN, first thing that happened when that picture popped up yesterday is I literally was just like, wow, you look fantastic in the picture. He jumped down at me and was like, you said I didn't look good. No. I said, you look tremendous. I said, you look fit. He yelled at me there. During Palm versus the big guy, I asked who one athlete in your lifetime you'd invite to cabana party at Stadium Swim. And he said Dominique Marciano, who's a gymnast. She's 42. Apparently she was a gymnast. I just Googled her. He yelled at me. He got so bitter. And I'd like an apology.
No, I want an apology. Because every time I can't say anything without you poking holes through it and taking shots at me and twisting my words against me. All I said in the break was, yeah, I was 11 and she was a couple years older than me. That's why I had a crush on her. You're like, man, you're really obsessed with ages. You're always yes, when I'm thinking back to a long time ago, how old was I when this happened? That is the whole freaking point
here. You just always bring everything back to you.
No. You take everything I say. I feel like I'm just weaponized. Standing here and I'm tied up and you're just doing like the Ali shuffle around for me. I know my dad loved Ali. You don't have to bring it up again. Another thing you hold against me. But you're just dancing around me, pop, 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 in circles, and I can't do anything, just taking shots left and right over and over again when I just make a harmless, innocuous comment that I had a crush on a girl when I was 11 and I want to holler at her now.
Speaking of which, so during the break, I was just perusing and somebody popped up in my time feed and her name is Taylor Rooks. Mm. So again, I said, Taylor Rooks, big guy, am I right? This is what he says. Now, I've been working with him for a long time. I could bring up my next door neighbor who's a female, and he would say, oh my gosh, biggest crush, hottest girl of all time. I brought up Taylor Rooks. Oh my gosh, I discovered her, hottest girl of all time. Every human on the planet that happens to be a female can't be ... of all time.
First of all, she's a one seed. It's not even an argument on planet Earth. Like one of the most attractive people walking this place. Secondly, you're like one of these draft nerds on the internet who break down tape, breaking down Patrick Mahomes tape, and then telling me it's good talking about her. Everyone knows she's gorgeous. Everyone's seen all her a million times. And I would just say,
Taylor Rooks, am I right? And you started launching into the fact that you gave birth to her.
Well, I was on the bandwagon when she was back on the Big Ten Network. Look it up.
You know, you're like a person that recommends a TV show and then gets bitter at me because I haven't watched the dumb show or I didn't like it as much
as
they
did.
Yeah, like Ted Lasso.
Still
it's like, have you watched Ted Lasso yet? No. All I said was, Taylor Rooks, am I right? You're like, I discovered her.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Meanwhile, you're watching documentaries about Winston Churchill as if we're discovering more things about what he did.
You're watching the Hitler documentary on Netflix.
First,
boom, another jab.
First, Churchill did something bad. Then he did something good. Then he fixed the war, and he's a hero forever. We know the story at this point. He's been dead like 50 years.
Speaking of ladies, so we've had a unfortunate turn of events with the bartenders over at Bar Canada.
Just taking shots.
I believe they've caught wind. Remember, Dustin said he's manifesting and being a nice guy, so they started leaving smart waters out for him. Maybe because, I don't know, you could see the relation on TV. For those on the radio, Dustin's sitting at his setup there where he broadcasts from, and literally 10 feet from there is the bar. I think word got back to the young ladies because there's two bartenders that Dustin's obsessed with, and neither of them will leave him waters anymore.
Yeah, no, I am sweating a lot today, and you got to say it's kind of cold in here, if you know what I mean. Feeling different vibes than I felt about 2 weeks ago. Not sure.
Oh, really?
It feels like I'm an intruder and I'm in their space and now they're just tolerating my existence where I went a week or two ago where I thought, you know what? There might be a connection happening here.
We can't put it past Palm to be insidiously blowing this up for you.
No, you know what? Should have brought that up with him today. Is he speaking to them, letting them know the discussions we're having on the air about them, accidentally mentioning one of their names a few days ago? Is he letting them know these are happening and that is what is blocking me from my opportunity here to find a wife? I'm just trying to fall in love, man. That's why I love women. Just trying to get one of them to like me back. It's been a battle. Uphill.
This would be a good time to show the picture, boys. Here's another way of looking at it. You could simply just ask them out and see what they say.
No, that's too much. We got to build up to it. We got to plant seeds. We got to water the plant. We got to watch it grow. We got to prune the leaves.
The picture, for those on radio, the picture is him blue stealing at Legacy Club. I'll just say this. When they put it up, it kind of intimidates me.
It looks like an ad for Legacy Club. That is everything Legacy Club is supposed to be about right there.
You look like you're telling somebody close to you that you just saved money on the bundle. You got internet, phone, and all together.
Here's the problem. Like, I would sleep with that guy. The problem is that guy is me.
And that goes back to my point of saying the age thing. I'm just trying to let you know sometimes you make everything about yourself.
Yeah.
But again, it didn't deserve me being attacked.
The question was, who would you invite to Stadium Swim? I said I would invite my first original crush that I had.
I'm willing to. I'll take the L. It's fair. I was weaponizing.
Dominique Mosciano is an all-time crush for me. I'll never get over. We'll both be 90 years old, and I will still have a crush on her.
Is it too late to sneak in Sharp Money Survivor?
I think we're good on the video if we do no open here.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Here's our buddy Nish Gandhi with Sharp Money Survivor.
Boom.
What's up, guys? Nish back here with another pick. Hoping to get luckier than Sweetelson has been on Hinge. Sticking with baseball, I like the Mariners today. The not to bet in the ninth inning has too much juice. I don't really like the first five. Seattle strikes out too much. Their offense is kind of shaky. I like Bryce Miller today. He's on my fantasy team. He's had a few shaky outings, but they were at Baltimore, at KC, at Yankees. At home, he's 4-2. ERA's around 2. Strikeouts per 9 at home is over 9. Against righties, over 10. Lots of righties in that White Sox lineup. So I like his strikeout prop today. It's over 6.5. At plus 125. So my pick for Sharp Money Survivor today is over 6.5, plus 125, Bryce Miller strikeouts.
beautiful, and that plus money may be able to catch up to Manny. We shall see if it hits. Good job, Nish Gandhi, who seems to be the most normal person.
Yeah, he also just sent me a picture of Zyn that he has in his car, and he said, quote, Zyn is good for you. Trust me, I'm a doctor. And he literally is a doctor.
Are you going to put it on me that he took a shot at you on Hinge?
Honestly, at this point on Hinge, anyone could do whatever they want to me there because no one's replying.
Again, accept my apology. Don't yell at me in the break.
I accept it.
I'm just taking shots. We're coming back. Greg Wyshynski talking hockey.